Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Many prominent modernistic theologians and preachers apparently think they have a sacred obligation to remove from the minds of old-fashioned, ignorant people all faith in the Bible as the inspired word of Almighty God. For example, John Shelby Spong's book, Rescuing the Bible from Fundamentalism, a bishop rethinks the meaning of Scripture, denies the infallibility of the Bible. He wonders how anyone can call the Bible the Word of God when it is biased against women, page 6, is prejudiced toward homosexuality, page 8, supports the idea of the virgin birth, page 16, promotes anti-Semitism, page 22, perpetuates the flat earth theory and other myths, page 26, and is full of contradictions. Would the God of this universe give a book which is so seriously flawed? These criticisms are not new by any means. Atheists, agnostics, secular humanists, and others have been directing these baseless criticisms against the Bible for hundreds of years. Why would any man, particularly a bishop, continue to claim to be a Christian when he is so bitterly opposed to much of the teaching of Scripture? If the Bible is so biased, why not just give up on it and let the rest of us believe it if we want to? I cannot give an answer which may satisfy everyone, but I am convinced that Satan is motivating these enemies of God's Word. They are telling men and women what Satan told Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Has God really said? This is a serious charge against liberal religion, but it can be sustained without any difficulty. The Apostle Peter tells us how the Word of God did not come, and then he tells us how it did. No prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. That is, the teaching of God's book did not come from any unloosing or releasing on the part of man. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1, 20 and 21. In these words, the Apostle Peter has expressed some of the most profound insights into the nature of Scripture to be found anywhere in the Bible. Men did not originate Scripture, or they cooperated with God in the writing of the Bible, but God Himself initiated the process. In truth, some of the men were reluctant to take on themselves such an enormous task. But they did work with God in producing the world's only inerrant book, the Bible. If the Bible did not come from man's own unloosing or from the will of man, how did the Bible come? Peter's answer to that question can hardly be plainer. Holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. The Greek verb, pharaoh, translated were moved, means to be born or to be carried along. Does that word mean that the men who wrote the Bible were like dictating machines, that they were mere secretaries? That is not what the word means. It simply shows that the final result of the writer's efforts constituted the Word of God. Paul explains, all Scripture is given by inspiration and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be full grown, completely furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. But cannot any man or woman claim to speak for God? Just one day of watching Trinity Broadcasting Network will answer that question for you. But how does one prove he is speaking for God? There are a number of answers to that question, but none with greater force than the fulfillment of prophecy. How could Isaiah, living in the 8th century B.C., predict the virgin birth of Jesus Christ? Only because he was speaking for God,